Now, the rest of the story. Jim had had that accordion since he was 16. Ever since his hardware store owner father got it from a member of a traveling carnival. Seems the carny had purchased more than he could pay for, and he used that accordion to settle his debt. Dad brought the instrument home to his son. The boy and his squeeze box were inseparable from then on. It was a true story, and Jim loved to tell it each time just before he played his accordion. And then one night, he made his professional debut. Jim had moved to New York City. Shortly thereafter, he and a fellow named Hank became best friends, roommates, in fact. They were invited one evening to a party, and Jim brought his accordion. Predictably, Jim told the story of how he and the instrument met, then both entertained until the small hours. It was 3 when Jim and Hank headed for home. Between the party and the subway station was Times Square. As they crossed the square, Hank got an idea. It was almost pitch dark. There was hardly any traffic. The perfect setting for an accordion concert. "See if you can draw some people with that thing," Hank urged. Well, Jim flashed a quizzical expression and then a smile. The two young men stopped. I mean, right there in the middle of Times Square. And bathed in city shadows, Jim started playing his accordion. For long minutes, that music was the only sound in the night. And then slowly, one by one, an audience gathered. They wore the tattered, insubstantial clothing of Times Square's round-the-clock habitués. They appeared from around corners and emerged from doorways in which they had been sleeping. Bums is what they were. Jim and Hank, dressed in suits and neckties, stood out amidst the swelling assembly of derelicts. But Jim kept playing. And suddenly, one of the tramps called out the name of a popular song. And Jim, grinning, honored the request, and he played that song, every bit of it. Then there was a request for another, and yet another, and another, and the bums began to applaud, and more bums began to gather. And then Hank, now some might say he was a little tipsy that morning, but nonetheless Hank began to pass his upturned hat among these derelicts of Times Square. Here is Hank, all neatly suited and necktied, seeking handouts from the ragged, impoverished inhabitants of Times Square. And he got them. The handouts, I mean. Well, the festivities might have continued until dawn had Jim not been rudely interrupted by a brisk rap on his back. The rap came from a nightstick, and the nightstick was attached to a New York policeman. As the derelict audience cringed, the officer angrily admonished Jim and Hank. He said it had taken him 3 hours to quiet the Times Square tramps down. Now he said it would take another 3 hours to get him to go back to sleep. I want you both out of here, he said. And meekly, Jim and Hank obeyed the order. Nobody remembers how they split the 9 cents, which they extracted from Hank's hat. But that's how much their personal appearance was worth back in the early 1930s. That of a hat-passing impresario named Henry Fonda and a pleasant-faced Pennsylvania-born accordion player named Jimmy Stewart. And now you know the rest of the story.